Good evening. Thank you for being here this evening for this rather short presentation, budget presentation, regarding the revote that has been required by the Commissioner's ruling based on the last budget count. As many of you know, or by the way, I'm Scott Neal, I'm the Superintendent of Schools here in Beacontown. As many of you already know, the Commissioner ruled that the budget vote from the last budget vote had to be annulled based on incorrect information in one of the three sites from which individuals could make their selections regarding the budget. As a result of that, and the Commissioner's ruling was learned in our district on the 20th of this month, the ruling indicates that on or before the June 30th of this month, another revote on the same proposed budget has to be presented to the voters. Backing off that date of the 30th, there are a number of obligations that go into play, including legal notices in the newspaper. You probably have seen those running. They will for a couple more days. There'll be some tax information resent home to you that will be identical to the information that you've already received. Presentation, including this one, which is a abridged version of the rather lengthy two that I've already provided. But I did pull out some of the most germane slides that will affect your decision as a voter as to what your vote would be when you vote on the school budget. So I'll put those up here in a few moments. So we are basically operating this second hearing, or this hearing, as a result of the Commissioner's ruling to reaffirm the budget amount for which the voters will be asked to consider on June 30th. This particular slide, and by the way, you should have two handouts. If you didn't pick them up, certainly do so in the next few minutes. One of them is the slides up here that I'll be sharing with you, and I'll go through those one by one. The other is the same detailed budget program, if you will, that is shared at the time that the budget is developed, prior to the board voting on the budget, and then for prior to the public voting as well on the budget. This information in this packet is identical to the information that was available when the budget vote was first taken and was outside the gymnasium, actually, available to any and all voters. But we printed it again because not necessarily not everyone was present for any of the previous hearings, and so you have a detailed budget report here. This particular slide, I think, was important considering what you will be voting on the 30th. It does represent in 2011 and 12, you'll see it under the total revenue. I'm not sure if this thing worked in here, but under total revenue, the 2011-2012 proposed budget stands at $38,721,107. That was the exact amount that was in two of those three booths and will be in the third, all three of the booths on the 30th when you vote. The information has not changed. Where it comes from, non-tax revenue, $16,812,000. Real property taxes, $18,334,000, leading the total revenue, or total budget, if you will, at $38,721,107. You can see the increase or decrease of that budget from the previous year. The total revenue increase is 3.37%. And then on the bottom of the chart, you can see, again, the same slide that's been presented several times, the total assessed valuation from which the assessed value of property is determined for budget purposes. I pulled this slide out of the presentation made earlier. Again, it is a fund balance summary sheet. It's identical to the one that's been presented prior to the last budget vote. The 2010-11 fund balance appropriated was $2,750,000. 2011 and 12, the board has authorized apportioning $3,574,028 toward this particular budget of 2011 and 12. And the estimated fund balance remaining after that action with this budget will be approximately $3,574,028. Again, same amounts that were presented prior to the last budget vote. Also, same information from before. The budget-to-budget increase represents 3.37%. The tax increase on that budget-to-budget increase is $1.38 per thousand. The tax rate is set at $16.84. for 2011 and 12, and the tax rate in 2010-11, as reported earlier, was 15 or is $15.46. I did put this new slide in. This is the budget notice. It was a budget notice sent with the first budget, but there's a lot of information in here. We are required to resend it. It's the exact same data, the exact same information. You can compare the one we received a couple, 3 weeks ago to this one. It'll be identical. But I did want to only circle again that the budget proposed for the 2011-2012 school year is set at $38,721,107. So when the voters make a decision on passing or not passing this budget, they're basing it on that figure as being the total budget. Win the boost. The propositions in all three booths should have looked identical to the proposition that you see here. The reason for the commissioner order to revote is, as I mentioned earlier, one of the booths incorrectly retained the information from last year's budget, and it was just a strip that was just never pulled out of that particular voting booth. That was the basis for which the commissioner determined that a budget revote should be held, and this is a part of preparing for that revote. But the information on this particular slide is exactly the information that was contained in two of those booths. It will be in all three of those booths. And it's a simple yes-no question. To a proposition one is to approve the proposed 2011-12 school budget in the amount of $38,721,107, and to authorize a requisite portion, therefore, to be raised by taxation on the taxable property by the district. Same proposition as was presented before in two of those three booths. A second proposition, identical to the last presentation, is the proposition concerning bus purchases. And I'm sorry, it keeps jumping. To purchase 4 65-passenger school buses to replace existing 10-year-old buses. The total cost not to exceed $424,811.66, including trading in 4 buses, which will be raised by a tax on the taxable property of the district. And in the parens at the bottom, it's hard to read, as part of the district's ongoing replacement plan, this purchase enables the district to obtain a potential state reimbursement rate of approximately 87.3% on those purchases for those buses. So there are two propositions. You may recall that there were three propositions when the voters voted on the last budget. The third proposition was for a school board member election. The commissioner was not petitioned to do anything with that particular proposition, and therefore did not rule on that proposition. So there are only two propositions to vote on the 30th when the budget vote is put again forth to the public. And just as a reminder, voting is scheduled to take place on Thursday, June 30th, 2011. The voting times are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it's in the same location as the school gymnasium. We will make arrangements to again have the same documents here that you have tonight available for other members who will be coming to vote, and they will be prominently displayed outside the voting area as well. Okay, that's basically the presentation. This does satisfy the commissioner's ruling that with a revote, that as I mentioned at the outset of the presentation, that another hearing be held to explain to the voters exactly the budget amount for which they would be voting upon. And again, there are no changes from the budget that was presented the first time to the voters to the budget that's being presented this time, in part and largely in part because the commissioner's ruled that that is the budget that is brought forward to the voters to vote on. So it's simply, it's a yes or no vote on the proposed budget. And again, that's going to be held on June 30th. Okay. Any particular questions on the budget amount or the two propositions?
What about absentee ballots?
What about them, sir?
When are they available? What's the deadline?
Absentee, that's been also in the paper. The absentee ballots are, I wish my board clerk was not here this evening, but individuals are filing now for absentee ballots. There's a period of time, I wish I brought that information with me. It's on the website and it's in the newspaper. If you want to go to the district website, you can see the full procedure and the applications for absentee ballots. There are requirements, of course, that come with absentee ballots. Individuals have to demonstrate they're not going to be present for a certain period of time prior to the budget vote. Thank you. All right. I'll quote it. Qualified voters may apply for absentee ballots at the district clerk's office. The district clerk must receive applications for absentee ballots by at least 7 days prior to the budget vote if the ballot is to be mailed by the voter or on or prior to June 30th, meaning the exact day, or sooner if the ballot is to be delivered personally to the voter. A list of persons to whom absentee ballots have been issued will be available for inspection in the district clerk's office between 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day of the 5 days prior to the election, except Sundays. And okay, continues on. Thank you. The Board of Education has ongoing registration. You may register. This is registration. Register at the district clerk's office until 4 p.m. on June 27th. No person will be entitled to vote whose name does not appear on the school district register or who has not registered with the Clinton County Board of Registration to vote at the general election. The register containing the names of qualified voters will be available for inspection in the clerk's office between the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on each of the 5 days prior to the day of the election, except Sundays. A qualified voter is a citizen of the United States, is at least 18 years old, is a resident of the school district for a period of 30 days next preceding the annual district election. The school district may require all persons offering to vote to provide one form of proof of residency to pursuant to Education Law 2018-C. It could be a driver's license, non-driver identification card, utility bill, or voter registration card. Upon offer of proof of residency, the school district may also require all persons offering to vote to provide their signatures, printed name, and address. So there's two things here. One is that for first-time registrars, registrations to vote. That was the last section I covered. And the earlier piece had to do with absentee ballots, which, again, the critical piece seems to be on or before June 30th. If the ballot is to be delivered, it has to occur 7 days on or before June 30th if the ballot is to be delivered personally to the voter, and et cetera. Okay. Yes?
Is there any allowances for military absentee ballots?
Military absentee ballots.
Absentee ballot rules apply regardless. That's my understanding. I'll confirm that and put it on the website if I'm incorrect, but I can check that first thing in the morning. But I don't think there is. I think it's a matter of an absentee ballot being filed with the timeline that I described.
Okay, because I have an issue where I have my daughter at LDAC, which is unable to notify her of this new vote. And she's in Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have enough days between the revote in order to have her ballot back in time to meet the criteria. And I didn't know if it was an allowance, a grace day period in military.
I don't believe so, but one of the critical pieces of the absentee ballots is that it contains the signature of the person who's filed the ballot. So there has to be some verification anyway, regardless of where the absentee ballot is completed, that it is the individual is eligible to vote by his or her signature on there. Well, again, the budget vote is June 30th, and the time, as I listed up there, school is available, building is available all during the day. The additional information will be presented or made available outside the voting area, and this will constitute the obligation for the public hearing to satisfy the commissioner's decision for a revote. Thank you.